Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is part two in this message about the cholesterol guidelines and medicating with statin drugs. And I mentioned there is a bit of good news in the midst of all of this bad news, because I still contend that many, many people are going to be placed on drugs who shouldn't be placed on drugs. But in any case, I disagree with the idea, first of all, that patients shouldn't pay attention to their target cholesterol levels. But there is some recognition that aggressively using drugs to lower cholesterol has not benefited patients. The guidelines actually acknowledge that previous emphasis on lowering cholesterol to specific levels often has resulted in additional drugs being prescribed when the first drug didn't result in patients reaching their target levels. The use of these additional medications, according to the report, has not been shown to prevent heart attacks or strokes. I mean, the cholesterol-lowering meds, statins by themselves, reduce the risk by a very tiny number, Crestor 1.2%, Lipitor 1.6%. But adding more drugs, higher doses of the drugs, or these combination drugs that you've seen advertised on TV, like Vytorin, has had absolutely no effect other than just inducing ridiculously dangerous side effects in the patients who are taking them. Now, some experts are claiming that overall the advice about statins will help patients. Others are critical, stating that the guidelines ignore studies showing that people who have genes predisposing them to have low LDL levels have a significantly reduced risk of heart attack. But these experts are using this fact to justify aggressive use of statins, while people like me continue to point out that this doesn't work. Now, the evidence for aggressive dietary therapy, a low-fat plant-based diet, is much, much stronger. To their credit, committee members actually said that lowering cholesterol with drugs may not have the same effect. In fact, it's been proven not to have the same effect. Now, other critics think that the whole idea of the 10-year risk assessment is faulty. They claim that younger people have lower risk due to their age, but they could benefit from taking statins for several decades to make sure their cholesterol levels stay low. The drug companies apparently have just trained an enormous number of zealots. I mean, what's inherent in this suggestion is that we take young, healthy people, and instead of telling them stay healthy by eating a proper diet, we put them on drugs when they're healthy for the rest of their lives, which is, in my opinion, a ludicrous suggestion. There are a few voices of reason speaking out about the fact that people who should not be medicated will be under these new guidelines. Dr. Paul Ridker, the director of the Center for Cardiovascular Disease Prevention at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, uses the example of an older man who smokes with low LDL and moderately elevated blood pressure who would qualify for statins under the new guidelines. But, Ridker says, this person really needs to stop smoking and lower his blood pressure, not take statins. My gosh, if we could just get the rest of the medical profession on this page. Well, what this will mean in terms of practice is hard to say. Most of the time, new recommendations don't get translated into new practices, regardless of what the evidence says. But it's disheartening to see these groups that could be giving a good message to doctors and to the public continuing to tout and promote drug treatment instead of dietary intervention. And once again, what happens is it's good for the medical profession, it generates business. It's good for the drug companies, it generates business. It's bad for the general public. So we'll just have to continue to educate at the grassroots level and teach people to just say no when drugs are recommended and to look for other alternatives. And diet is the best one we have. So that's all for now, and it's actually going to be all for this week. I'm taking the rest of the week off in celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday. I hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, and don't eat anything I wouldn't eat, and listen to my voice in the back of your head if you're thinking of eating something I wouldn't eat. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you Monday.